Homily 75, Baptism, a second homily. All of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. Please keep in mind that I am not the only one baptizing Aaron today. The entire Church of Jesus Christ, through me, baptizes her. So you, as the Church, the mystical body of Christ, also baptize Aaron. Also baptize Aaron into Christ's life, death, and resurrection, and into your own faith. Please remember, too, that Christians have been doing this for over 2,000 years. Many Europeans celebrate not only their birthdays, but especially their baptismal day, the day they became Christians. How many of us even know the day of our baptism? Some adult Christians throughout the ages had such a reverent appreciation for baptism that when they sinned, they immediately called to mind that they had been baptized into Christ's forgiving and redeeming life, death, and resurrection, and considered their sins forgiven. The older baptismal rite was almost an exorcism that emphasized the unbaptized baby as infected with Adam's sin and in the devil's power. However, the new rite symbolizes that even before baptism, every single person who comes into this world is already loved by God, healed and redeemed by Christ crucified and risen, mysteriously embraced by the communion of saints, and called to be a child of God. Then why baptize this child? Because this sacrament brings to communal, social, public expression what the triune God has already done. That is, objectively redeemed and embraced this person with his love. This first sacrament of initiation situates a person publicly and socially in the mystical body of Christ. It also dramatizes that a person can be a Christian at any age. As Christ said, "Let the little children come to me, for such as these belong the kingdom of God." This sacrament also highlights how important a person's faith environment is for full Christian life. Of course, infant baptism reaches its full realization only when the baptized person freely accepts and ratifies it throughout his or her entire life. A young man whose parents went through a painful divorce told me that he wishes he could rip his parents out of his life, out of his heart, that he could stop being the child of those parents. In France, a young man went to court and tried to divorce his parents. He was thrown out of court. You can't do away with your baptism. You can't do away with who your parents were or are. Now, through baptism, Aaron becomes the child of Christ's church, a member of Jesus' mystical body. No matter what she does with her life, she will never be able to change the fact that now, the church is her mother, God is her father, that she is loved and protected by the saints in heaven, the church on earth, and the church to come. Because of baptism, Aaron is now called to accept throughout her life, to make her own that she is loved by a God she can call Father, Abba, by the crucified and risen Christ, whom she can call brother and friend, by the Holy Spirit she can call lover, and by the church, she can call mother. Church, 2,000 years old, a world church, the one church found in Asia, Africa, North and South America, Europe, and Australia. Before we baptize Aaron into Christ's 2,000-year-old world church, please remember that you, your Christian faith, hope, and love, his parents, godparents, grandparents, great-grandparents, relatives and friends are the first church in which Aaron will grow. So, as we proceed with the rite of baptism, please listen, look carefully. Everything done here pertains as much to you and to me as they do to Aaron. And as we baptize Aaron into the Church of Jesus Christ, into our own Christian faith, let us also remember and deepen our reverence for our own baptism, which we received years ago.